I'm going to play for you what Secretary Hegseth said at the Reagan Forum Saturday. He described what was happening with these four strikes on the alleged drug running boat.
A couple hours later, I was told, hey, there had to be a reattack because there were a couple folks that could still be in the fight. Access to radios. There was a link up point of another potential boat. Drugs were still there. They were actively interacting with them. Had to take that read. I said, Roger, sounds good.
Does what Hegseth said match what Admiral Bradley told you?
Well, there was a lot of lack of clarity over exactly what Pete Hegseth's role here was. But Pete Hegseth has no credibility on this matter, right? Remember, a week after this strike, there was a briefing for Congress. Why was a follow-up strike taken? The answer then, in the first week of September, was a follow-up strike was taken because we needed to clear the wreckage so that there wasn't a danger to navigation. That was explanation number one. Explanation number two, right before we watched the video, was that they might have had a radio, and they might have been radioing a boat, and they might have been trying to recover the cocaine. And then when you actually watch the video, you realize they don't have a radio. They're barely hanging on and not slipping beneath the waves. Then we get this thing of how they're trying to right the boat. This was about a 40-foot boat that had just been hit with a massive piece of munitions. The conflagration probably destroyed everything in that boat, but oh, maybe they might have swum under, gotten a radio, probably waterlogged, and radioed a boat that we're not even sure was there. So what we've had is a series of shifting explanations. Oh, and including the fog of war, right? You know that Hegseth said, well, they took the second strike because of the fog of war. There was no fog. The military watched this boat very carefully, or I shouldn't even say boat. They watched the wreckage of the boat very carefully for a long period of time before they took the second strike. So look, what Pete Hegseth says about this strike has zero credibility at this point.